House Republicans joined Democrats to force a vote on extending Affordable Care Act premium subsidies. Three of them represent the swing state of Pennsylvania, including Bucks County Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, Scranton area Congressman Rob Bresnahan, and Lehigh Valley Congressman Ryan McKenzie. WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky reports on the politics behind the effort.
The move sets up a House vote on a three-year extension of federal subsidies that help millions afford health coverage. In a statement, McKenzie called it a serious issue with real-world consequences, and that a failure for the two parties to find a compromise left him with no choice but to call for the extension. Democrats, however, say the Republicans, who defied their own party, are in vulnerable districts and are only concerned about holding on to their seats in next year's election. Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey is a Democrat running against Fitzpatrick.
If Brian Fitzpatrick wanted any credit for being a leader and doing his job, he should have done this in the spring when it first came up in discussions with the Trump budget bill. You know, he voted to advance the bill then. That did not have these extensions in it.
Fitzpatrick did not respond to a request for comment. The House will likely vote on whether to extend the subsidies in January. Carmen Russell Sluchansky, WHYY News.
New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania are suing the Trump administration over electric vehicle charging infrastructure, joining a larger lawsuit filed by blue state attorneys general. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says the Department of Transportation is breaking the law by holding funds that Congress approved as part of the Biden-era bipartisan infrastructure law.
We're going to win this case. I feel very confident in that. But my hope is they stop doing this and start abiding by the laws that Congress puts into place.
New Jersey was awarded $16 million in funds to build out its EV charging infrastructure. The Department of Transportation did not immediately return a request for comment. President Trump repeatedly says he's not a fan of electric vehicles. He has ended EV tax credits and recently weakened fuel efficiency standards. Members of TWU Local 234, SEPTA's largest union, ratified a new two-year contract on Wednesday. The deal includes an across-the-board 3.5% wage increase in each year of the agreement. It also includes an increase in pension benefits and improvements to benefits for new employees. Checking sports, the Flyers are on. They'll be in New York against the Sabres tonight. And your Philadelphia forecast is looking pretty good for us dayside today as we reach a high of 52 degrees. Partly cloudy weather this morning, then cloudy skies this afternoon. The wind about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Now tonight, a big shift happens. We'll have showers early, and they evolve into more steady rain overnight with a low around 45 degrees. And the winds kick in 15 to 25 miles per hour this evening.